Hi everyone, this is Kevin, and you're listening to English Roundtable Podcast. And this is part two of Zane and I's discussion about comedy, specifically Japanese comedy. I hope you enjoy.
All right, let's take a look at some more of these Japanese-style comedies. There's four or five that I'll go through. One, I think, that we're familiar with is called manzai.
Right.
And they say this is the closest of stand-up comedy. But the thing is, there's usually, it's a two-person game. So this is what I think we see a lot on TV is there's the there's one role where the person is basically like the fool.
Yep.
And then the other one's the one making the joke or smart. And then they always get hit.
That's right. It's like bucker and something else, right?
Yeah, bokeh and tsukomi.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's where I tend to turn off from that style of Japanese comedy. I like comedy that is slapsticky. I'm a big fan, but I think it's just too on the nose. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's too just obvious.
It's very formulaic, isn't it?
Yeah, that's almost it.
Choreographed.
Right.
It's like wrestling or something. You know almost what's going to happen.
Yeah. I think that's my frustration with it.
There's no spontaneity there.
Right.
And I hate to sound like such a critic, and I'm probably going to offend some people, but I'm just not into it.
I have tried. Yeah.
I've seen, I don't know any of the people's names that I've seen, but I've watched, I see it on TV. And
right.
I don't think I've ever found it funny.
No. And I think, obviously that's cultural. I think this is like this long-standing style of comedy that's just been going on for so long that it's just ingrained, for so many people. Kind of like, I think, for stand-up like us. It's just, to me, it's just so ingrained in me that I know what it is. I know what to kind of expect. But, I know there's going to be something different each time.
And each comedian that we like if you're listening to Hicks or Carlin, they've got a certain style. And even if you're listening to fresh material of theirs, as soon as you start off, you're like, I know this is going to be good. I'm familiar with their style. He's going to make me wait a little bit for the punchline, and then it might be something that I don't expect.
And there's so many tags.
That's right.
Like when they add tags here and there, and they'll go do callbacks. To me, that's just fun.
Yeah.
And when you can tell a story in stand-up.
That's right.
That is impressive. When you can tell a 20-minute sometimes story.
That's it.
Calling back, making it all tie together. That's kind of just amazing.
Imagine trying to remember all of that.
that's so hard. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. So that's the first one you were talking about.
Yes.
And that gets about a 2 out of 5 from me.
So you want to rate them?
How about you?
I'm going to go 1.5.
1.5?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I'm just not a fan of it. Just can't
Sorry if I've offended anyone. Maybe there's some artists or performers that you really like, and please let me know about those, but I haven't seen anything good so far, so.
Yeah, okay, this is what we're going to do. So in the comments, yell at us, or actually don't yell at us, give us recommendations, people that you would recommend for these styles that we should check out. Because I just see what's on TV.
And
And like you said, I think it's just too formulaic, because they're going to go to the next bit, and they're going to go to the next shot, and they just have to move forward quick.
Yeah.
Whereas, maybe if we saw it in actual theater or
yeah, possibly
a show,
live, it might work quite well. I feel like such a terrible critic, like one of those critics that just hates everything. Yeah. And I don't want to be like that. So please do let us know if there's somebody we should check out. And we will have a look.
Yeah, of course.
Definitely.
All right, number two is the reaction.
Okay.
So this is basically, people are doing like some difficult situation and the audience's reaction is supposed to happen. According to what I'm reading, this style says it's a little bit difficult because if it's not funny, you're not going to get a laugh, right? If you do something and you're the only person doing it, I can see how that's... So the reactionary is another big thing it seems to be.
Right.
So just the reaction to things.
Okay.
I think that's another reason why everything's like so... Nah, on the TV.
Yeah.
It's just a reaction.
Yeah, that seems to be...
I'm going to go 0 to 5
the only
on
real
sorry.
Reaction. I'm going to say that one's even worse. I just get sick of that same repetitive sound.
Yeah, that's the hard part for me. It's a laugh track that just is never different.
Mm. It's like, yeah, it's like a terrible US sitcom, for example, where they've got the laugh track almost just continuously on, and yes, you know that yes. none of them are genuine. It's just the same laugh yeah. track every time.
Yeah, you know it's not a live audience.
No.
And that's rough. That's yeah. really rough. The next one is canto, and this is more of like a situation comedy style, where they're, for example, the one they always usually do is like they're in a schoolroom. Mm. Or they're in a police station and they're acting out. To me, this one reads more as like improv.
Okay.
It seems very improv because they're going back and forth with each other. Mm. So depending on what one person does, the other has to react.
Right.
And I'm a fan of improv. If it's done well,
definitely.
I like improv.
Yes. Okay.
So
I've seen a little bit of that.
Yeah, yeah.
That one for me works a little bit better.
Right.
Possibly it's more of the visual thing, even if I don't get everything they're saying, I do get a laugh occasionally.
Yeah,
so I'm going to rate that one a little bit higher.
Me too. I'm going to go 3.5.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it a 3.5 as well. There's room for improvement, but
yeah.
I think that one's pretty decent.
It can get repetitive. I saw one where I think a woman went to a bar, or a man went into a bar, and he wanted just one drink, so he had it. And then she would keep popping up in random places to fill his drink more.
Right.
Or his, it was not drink, it was like rice bowl, and he had to keep eating all of it.
Right.
You know, which is funny for the first 2 minutes, but after 3 to 5 minutes, I was like, all right, let's, you know, change it up a little bit.
They do tend to overplay situations in some comedy shows I've seen, whereas Western stuff, maybe it'll be overplayed sometimes, but they'll have a good meter of when they should move on.
Right. It's right when you know it's too
that's
long.
Right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Whereas in Japan, it's like, I think they've got a longer, maybe, time scale or something. They'll keep repeating the same thing. So
yeah.
There's a show, I don't know if this show fits into that category, but it is kind of a, it seems like improv sometimes, but also scripted. There's a show, Showa era, that was called Drifters, or The Drifters, or Dorifu for Japanese people out there. So,
I'll check it out.
Yeah, that one is pretty decent. So that's one that I discovered maybe 10 or so years ago, and it's all Showa era 80s. Comedy, which for me is funny in itself, just looking at the old scenes of things. And that is various skits. So they'll go for a minute or less, just back-to-back skits, different situations, a lot of stuff with salarymen and just general life back in the 80s. So I think that one's actually pretty decent.
Okay. I may have seen that one.
Possibly.
So that's pretty good. Yeah, now that I'm thinking, if it's done, for me, obviously it's subjective, you know, so something that works for some people may not be funny to me. But yeah, I've definitely seen some that really do make me laugh, and I'll actually sit down and watch it. The generic stuff I just can't do. But I think I've seen The Drifters before.
Yeah.
It sounds very familiar.
That's one of my favorites. Possibly the only one that I really, really enjoy.
Mm.
And I think that is just done so well. And because it's in the 80s, that's just another good aspect that I like. So right. At the time, obviously, it was current. But watching it now, you know, 30-odd years later, just to see how Japan was in the 80s,
right.
but combined with humor, for me, is a pretty good match.
So yeah, okay. I'll have to
check
that out.
That's one
that
I do actually like.
Yeah, the one that I got first introduced with Japanese comedy, more recent comedy, was Downtown.
Yeah.
To me, that's kind of reactionary, right?
Mm.
All of its reaction. Mm. And so for me, I like that one. Not so much now. I'm not a big fan now with all the like pop stars and the, you know,
the older Downtowns.
The old ones, really, really.
80s, 90s kind of stuff.
Yeah. The 80s, 90s Downtown, I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I like that stuff too. Mm. Yeah, yeah. And Drifters is very similar to that in a lot of ways. So
okay,
yeah.
So I'll probably enjoy
check it
that
out.
Then.
Yeah, I think they might even be connected somehow. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but yeah,
that old stuff.
But
is good.
Just the nostalgic value of checking out stuff in Japan in the 80s is good in itself.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm glad we found something that we do actually like about Japanese comedy.
Hey, we came full circle around. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So it's not all bad.
No,
in terms of foreigners' eyes anyway. So
no, not at all. It's just different. That's the thing. It's finding that balance of what's funny to me and what's not, and then also the culture aspect too.
Mm.
Trying to find a means to it.
Mm.
I will say, I'm going to just be honest. I don't understand. It's not that I didn't say I didn't like it.
Mm.
But a few years ago, I think it was a lady. She would always just say her name. She would say how old she is.
Right.
And it was just like that she was playing off of that. Like, okay. She's 35, and I can't remember the name
right.
of the...
Right. If you're listening, and that was her whole bit, was it?
Yeah, that was it. That was the whole thing. And it just went... Yeah, one of those that just went too long. I couldn't understand it, but... Anyways.
I mean, maybe there was some significance there of it.
Yeah, it's got to be cultural, because I just couldn't, like, yeah. I'd ask my wife about it, and she would try to explain it, and I was like, I just don't find it funny.
How is that funny? Yeah. So I think a lot of it probably does go over our heads due to cultural differences or language barrier, but I do think some of it is just not good.
Well, yeah, same here. And we could say that with... pretty much comedy anywhere around the world.
Oh, there's so many comedians. There's very few comedians that I do actually like.
Right.
And especially modern ones.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of modern ones that I do like. There's a lot that are just terrible. They've gone too politically correct.
Yeah.
They're watching what they say. They're censored almost, self-censored. So they're too worried about sponsorship deals or getting airplay to just say what they actually feel.
Right.
Whereas in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, it was a free for all.
Yeah.
Nobody cared what they were saying. So.
Well, it's been said many times, but you know, a lot of comedians, at least in America, feel this, that it's the last kind of open free speech.
This is it. This is the final frontier.
Exactly.
I can see it shrinking.
Yeah.
And I can see comedians that are coming through now self-censoring and watching what they say, because there's so many groups that can take offense to something, and that's another topic. Yeah, offense, you know, causing offense. Like, they're trying to make that a law where you can't offend people. How do you not? Anything you say is going to offend somebody.
Right. It's very true.
So how can you make a law that, you know, not to offend somebody?
Right. I've probably offended a lot of people already.
I think we've offended some diehard Japanese comedy fans by what we've said today. So, but I mean, that's part of human life.
Right.
And that's why a lot of comedy works so well. You know, it's going to offend people. Some things that comedians say that I love are a little offensive to me, but I deal with it.
Right, exactly.
You know, what is it? You need to be offended sometimes. You can't go through life without being offended by anything.
No, certainly not. Certainly not. It's not a padded room all of life.
Mm, mm. As a comedian that I like says, he often talks about political correctness and offending people, and he's like, you know, I'm offended by boy bands when I see them on TV. What offends somebody may not offend somebody else, but yeah, I personally find boy bands offensive as well. So what do I do about that? How do I stop them from being on TV?
Right. Just call your local station.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. It's them again.
Yeah. I'm glad we had a deep conversation.
It did get quite deep there. Yeah. We found a common theme as well, so...
Yeah, that was good. Again, for those that listened, share, please, what we're missing with Japanese comedy. I think this is more of a cry for help than anything, and not...
It is.
Not rating it for how bad it is, because I would personally want as much new comedy as possible.
That's right.
Because sometimes it gets old, you know, I want something fresh, I want something new to watch, so...
Exactly.
Please, so,
yeah, let us know. What's what are you listening to at the moment? What are you watching? And we will check it out.
Yeah, but if you trash Seinfeld, then I will get mad.
Yeah, no bad-mouthing Seinfeld or anything Larry David has done, please. But anything else is fair game.
Yeah, no problem with that. All right, thank you, everyone, and we will see you next time.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to English Roundtable, made possible by Kanda Gaigo Career College in Tokyo, Japan. If you enjoyed hearing natural English conversation, subscribe and like us wherever you're listening, and check us out on YouTube, Twitter, and our other SNS platforms, which will be in the description for this episode. Head over to the YouTube page to see some of the keywords we used in the conversation and other activities to test your English listening skills. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.